Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is September 6, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about INWI launches mobile payments services in Morocco. 5 Degrees, Intersect partner for new banking approach. Stripe launches instant loan service. Klarna, Boohoo expand partnership for new payment options in US and UK. Cellpoint Digital, Veritrans team up for online payment solutions in Japan. Carbon, AppZone, Open Banking Nigeria team up for financial services. Tico rolls out online payment service for registrants. Indonesian FSA launches online register to monitor fintechs. PayPoint, PaySafeCash to bring online cash solutions to the UK. Nissan, FleetCor team up on contactless payments in Brazil. Salt Edge integrates with more than 400 open banking APIs. UK retailers lose £8 BLN from lack of payment options online. HKEX and Ping and Insurance Inc. Inc. Fintech Mo. B2BE, Liquid Frameworks integration aims for faster R. Zero integrates BP fuel card invoices. Divi adds invoice payments to expense management offering. Moss bids to help payments firms access legal services. Signzy and PrimeChain collaborate on AI banking services. Small Biz Fintech leads end of summer B2B VC. New Zealand sees rise in late payments from larger firms. Goeasy invests in PayBright. Now let's get started. INWI launches mobile payments services in Morocco. INWI, a Morocco-based telecom operator, has launched mobile payment services to its subscribers in the country. According to North Africa Post, the new service, INWI Money, would help Morocco achieve its financial inclusion goals through reaching population in isolated areas. INWI Money comes less than a year after the central bank gave green light for mobile payment services. INWI users will be able to proceed to pay and transfer money anytime without having to go to a bank agency. The service enables users to receive money transferred nationally and internationally on their phones. They can also send money to other users using their phones. Transactions are completed immediately. 5 Degrees, Intersect partner for new banking approach. Netherlands-based digital core banking provider 5 Degrees has partnered with Intersect to make Intersect security platform available on 5 Degrees open banking marketplace. The collaboration is aimed to help the financial services providers meet challenges and unlock opportunities in Europe and further, strengthening their own positions within the global market for banking and finance software solutions. Intersect is a B2B2C fintech company based in South Africa. Its European headquarters are in Utrecht, the Netherlands, with additional locations in Canada, Germany, Mauritius, the US and the UK, among other places. Stripe launches instant loan service. Starting first in the US, Stripe has launched Stripe Capital, a loan service for its customers. According to TechCrunch, the launch of Stripe Capital as part of the company's aim to diversify into other financial services, specifically with the launch of its first business credit card product. Stripe Capital is being made available both to direct customers of Stripes and to business customers of platforms and marketplaces that use Stripe Connect. The platform and marketplace customers will have access to Stripe Capital, being able in turn to also offer Stripe Capital-based cash advances to their customers. Stripe expects the typical amount for the loans to be around $10,000 and $20,000. Klarna, Boohoo expand partnership for new payment options in US and UK. Payments provider Klarna has announced a major expansion of its existing partnership with online fashion company Boohoo to include the US and the UK. U.S. online shoppers at Boohoo Group's four brands Boohoo, Boohoo Man, Pretty Little Thing, and Nasty Gal can benefit from Klarna's flexible pay-in-four payment option. Later in 2019, UK customers will have access to Klarna's pay-in-three, ensuring they can buy their favorite clothes, shoes, accessories, and beauty products in interest and fee-free installments. This follows Klarna and Boohoo Group's partnership across Germany, the Netherlands, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, and Finland, and will help support the brand's global growth. With a focus on streamlining every part of the shopping experience for their customers, Boohoo Group aims to make shopping more convenient for their customers. Sellpoint Digital, Veritrans team up for online payment solutions in Japan. Sellpoint Digital and Veritrans have partnered to jointly cross-sell Sellpoint's commerce and payment solutions in Japan and Veritrans' payment solutions globally. Due to this partnership, travel merchants will have access to a payment ecosystem including the cards and alternative payment methods travelers need worldwide and options unique to Japan. Veritrans will also offer Sellpoint's Velocity payment control platform and Voyage full digital commerce platform to the Japanese airlines and travel brands that they currently partner with. The partnership also supports the Japanese government's cashless vision, which aims to boost the cashless payment ratio from 20% in 2015 to 40% by 2025. Travel brands will be able to prepare for the Tokyo Games as international tourism is set to more than double from 16 million in 2019 to 40 million in 2020. Airlines carrying foreign travelers to Japan will be able to offer alternative payment methods that are popular in the tourist's home country, while international travel brands looking to attract more Japanese customers will be able to accept new payments methods. Carbon, AppZone, Open Banking Nigeria team up for financial services. Carbon, AppZone, and Open Banking Nigeria have collaborated for Application Programming Interface (API) standards for financial services in Nigeria. Carbon, formerly Paylater, and AppZone join other industry players like Paystack, Flutterwave, Interswitch, Ernest & Young, Fidelity Bank, Global Accelerex, TMAPT, PwC, and Sterling Bank who have partnered with Open Banking Nigeria. As per the agreement, the partners aim to further advance ongoing efforts to maximize the increase in the usage of digital and mobile payments. Carbon and AppZone would participate in diverse phases of the development of common API standards for Nigeria, testing the APIs for certification, and stimulating the adoption of open banking standards across the country. Tico rolls out online payment service for registrants. Tico has launched an online payment service to make it easier for registrants to pay their compensation fund. The online service has been set up with Royal Bank of Canada, CIBC, Toronto Dominion Bank, Bank of Montreal, and the Bank of Nova Scotia. Registrants need to set up Tico FORM1 Comp Fund as a new payee in their online banking services. Online payments can be used for semi-annual compensation fund payments, Form 1, as well as for annual Tico registration renewals, online payee name Tico Reg Renewal. If making both payments, registrants must ensure they are made as separate payments using their respective online payee names. Registrants must still send Tico their completed and signed Form 1 after making their payment online. Payment will not be considered complete until both the payment and the completed and signed form are received. Indonesian FSA launches online register to monitor fintechs. The Financial Services Authority for Indonesia, OJK, has launched an online registration system in an effort to create a way to monitor development of fintech. The system is called Electronic Gateway for Digital Finance Information Systems, or GESIT. The OJK has also paired up with the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, Japan Financial Service Authority and Security Exchange Commission Malaysia to host a more creative fintech environment. GESIT is designed to grow business through the Innovation Hub OJK Infinity, an education center for fintech set up in 2018. The platform will provide fintech industry stakeholders with the latest fintech news and give them a chance to book consultation appointments with the OJK Infinity team. The hub has 121 new fintech registrations and 48 of these are verified, business-ready startups. PayPoint, PaySafeCash to bring online cash solutions to the UK. PayPoint, a UK-based fintech company, has partnered with PaySafeCash to bring online cash payments to the UK. As per the agreement, PaySafeCash, which was developed by PaySafe Group, will be an available payment option at 28,000 PayPoint sites across the country. The two companies have signed a new multi-year agreement, extending a relationship that has spanned over a decade. PaySafeCash is an alternative payment method for customers who want to pay for online purchases easily and safely using cash. It makes online shopping possible for customers without a debit or credit card, or who do not want to use them for online payments for security reasons. Banknotes and coins remain a necessity for 8 million people in the UK according to the Access to Cash Review released earlier in 2019, and the UK e-commerce market is growing steadily, reaching £137.38 billion British pounds in value in 2018, according to data from the Office of National Statistics. Nissan, Fleetcore team up on contactless payments in Brazil. Fleetcore Technologies has announced a new partnership for contactless payments in Brazil between Nissan and SEM Parer, a Fleetcore company. The partnership will see the outfitting of all new Nissan vehicles with SEM Parer RFID tags, bringing contactless payments capabilities to thousands of drivers and expanding SEM Parer's customer base in the region. Under the agreement, SEM Parer electronic payment stickers will be factory installed into all new Nissan vehicles manufactured in Brazil as well as used vehicles available at Nissan dealerships. With approximately 50,000 new Nissan vehicles manufactured in Brazil annually and an estimated production increase of 50,000 by 2022, the deal is expected to provide incremental upside to the millions of electronic payment stickers SEM Parer already has in market. Nissan vehicles equipped with the SEM Parer tag will become available to consumers beginning in late 2019. Customers who chose to activate the SEM Parer-powered feature will be provided access to contactless payments capabilities at all of the company's network of merchants across Brazil, including all toll booths across the country, more than 1,300 parking lots, 650 gas stations, and 300 drive-thrus. Salt Edge integrates with more than 400 open banking APIs. Salt Edge has added another 100 to the list of its connected open banking APIs in the EU, making it 400-plus integrations. The company has already integrated with 400-plus banks across Europe and beyond, including Bank of Ireland, Ulster, Permanent TSB in Ireland, and Moneda Money Bank, UniCredit in the Czech Republic. A special focus was put on Italy with connections to Finco, Banca Monte dei Paschi di Siena, Intesa San Paolo, Credito Emiliano, UBI Banca, CRDIT Agricole, Banca IMI, Banca Fidorum, and many others, making a total of 100-plus Italian APIs at the moment. Next banks in line to be integrated are ABN AMRO in the Netherlands, Sparkasse Bank, Volksraiffeisen Bank in Germany, UniCredit Group, Erste Group, and so on. Salt Edge is a global fintech company offering a range of solutions to financial institutions, banks, finapps, and other fintech companies. The company is registered as Account Information Service Provider by the UK's FCA, under PSD2. Among its services are financial data aggregation API, open banking and PSD2 solutions, white label retail banking, and data enrichment. UK retailers lose £8 BLN from lack of payment options online. UK retailers are losing an estimated £8 billion in revenue due to a lack of payment options online, according to research from Adyen. The report commissioned by Adyen with 451 research surveyed 811 UK consumers and 95 senior decision makers in Q1 2019. The survey was designed to better understand their shopping experiences, preferences, and behaviours, as well as to learn about their expectations for retailers and their shopping desires. The survey was fielded evenly between males and females with a high school and above education level. The research found that customers being unable to pay with their preferred payment methods such as digital wallets or international cards lead to billions of pounds in abandoned purchases. The findings demonstrate the need for retailers to take steps to expand their checkout options, given that online shopping accounts for almost 20% of all UK purchases. However, it's not just a lack of payment options leading to abandoned carts. Additional barriers such as lengthy payment forms and falsely declined transactions are costing retailers £257 billion globally. Currently, 43% of UK retailers are unhappy with the performance of their online channel, but just 34% are implementing a digital transformation strategy. Only 34% ranked improving the checkout experience as their highest digital initiative. By not offering a streamlined checkout experience and a wide range of payment options, retailers are missing out on a significant source of income. 57% of Brits said that fast and convenient payment options would increase their loyalty to a retailer. HKEX and Ping and Insurance Inc. Inc. Fintech Mo. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited (HKEX) is today, Friday, pleased to announce that it has entered into a Memorandum of Understanding (MOU) with Ping An Insurance Group Company of China Limited (Ping An) to explore possible areas of cooperation and collaboration in fintech and data analytics to enhance the region's financial market ecosystem. HKEX Chief Executive, Charles Lee, joined Ping An Chairman, Ma Mingzi, in Shenzhen to mark the signing of the MOU. In attendance were other senior executives from HKEX and Ping An. HKEX and Ping An will work together to identify areas of collaboration, including fintech solutions across different asset classes, as well as the application of data and artificial intelligence technology to support the mutual connectivity of the mainland Chinese, Hong Kong and international markets. Ping An, which is a leading financial services provider in insurance, banking, and securities in China, has significant technology capabilities and is a provider of fintech solutions to support other financial institutions on their digital transformation. Its fintech unit, Ping An OneConnect, serves over 600 banks and 80 insurance companies in China and internationally. HKEX is one of the world's major exchange groups, and operates a range of equity, commodity, fixed income and currency markets. Technology Empowered is one of the three cornerstones of HKEX's current strategic plan, leveraging data and technology to modernize HKEX's core business and explore new opportunities through strategic partnerships with technology leaders. B2BE, LiquidFrameworks integration aims for faster R. B2B e-commerce solution provider B2BE announced a collaboration Thursday, Sept. 5, with mobile field operations management firm LiquidFrameworks, with the companies working on data integration to connect field data to organizations' back offices. A press release said B2BE is integrating its application plugin Field to Invoice into LiquidFrameworks Field FX mobile field operations management platform. The integration means field ticket data will automatically be used to create invoices and other documents for end customers, which can be accessed by users in a range of platforms including Oildex Open Invoice, Ariba and other digital document platforms. The companies noted that this data integration means faster, more accurate electronic invoices generated, which can mean shorter days sales outstanding (DSO) and accounts receivable cycles. This is a terrific opportunity to deliver even more value to the Field FX customers, said B2BE Vice President of Sales North America Scott Shadrick in a statement. By definition, Field FX customers are progressive and smart business people. They understand the efficiencies gained through automation, have assessed the value to their businesses and positioned their companies to have the industry's most efficient workforces as well as the shortest days sales outstanding. With Field to Invoice, every existing and prospective Field FX customer should be all ears about completing the automation cycle through to invoicing to their end customers, he added. David Levitt, Senior Vice President of Worldwide Sales at LiquidFrameworks, added that the company's collaboration with B2BE brings value to joint customers. B2BE's Field to Invoice solution completes the quote-to-cash automation cycle by electronically delivering invoices and supporting documents from Field FX to the customer's trading partner, thus enhancing our already compelling business case, he noted. Field FX's field to invoice solution uses a four-way matching process to match up data between price book, quote, ticket and invoice to mitigate the risk of errors and minimize days to invoice. Xero integrates BP fuel card invoices. Small business cloud accounting company Xero has announced BP as its latest and largest partner to join Xero Connect. Scoop reported on Thursday, September 5, that BP will integrate the Xero Connect invoicing solution with BP's fleet card products, BP Plus Fuel Card in Australia and BP Fuel Card in New Zealand. Small businesses that use these fleet card solutions will see their monthly invoices sent from BP automatically integrated into their Xero accounting platform as a draft bill. Business owners can then review and approve that bill to pay the invoice. The payment will also be automatically entered into Xero for seamless reconciliation. BP integrating with Xero Connect enables small business customers to streamline bill payments, taking away the pain of daily admin to give small businesses back something they don't have enough of time, said Xero Platform Growth Director Jared Baker in a statement. We also know that a key pain point for small businesses is the need for real-time financial transparency. The company noted in its announcement that Xero Connect aims to automate the process of integrating external invoices into the Xero platform to save time and reduce the risk of error that comes with manual data entry, reports said. In June, Xero announced another partnership with Stripe, a collaboration designed to promote small business payments innovation and development. The firm said they would co-develop new solutions to help small businesses accelerate their accounts receivable. The partnership's first joint product is a data integration that automatically integrates Stripe transaction data into the Xero platform. The companies also announced AutoPay, a feature that allows small businesses to set up and receive recurring payments through Xero. Last year, Xero introduced another initiative to further promote collaboration, an open banking API designed to establish integrations with clients' banks. Divvy adds invoice payments to expense management offering. Corporate expense management solution provider Divvy is expanding its product offering with the introduction of Bill Pay, announced Thursday, September 5. Designed to consolidate organizations' spend data, Bill Pay combines credit card spend and invoices in a single view for a more holistic picture of company spend, Divvy said in its announcement. Companies can use the solution to submit invoices and see in real time how that payment would align with company budgets, with the option to approve that invoice for a final transaction. In addition to including invoice payment data in a user's spend analysis processes, the Bill Pay tool allows companies to initiate that transaction automatically. The Divvy platform communicates with vendors about preferred payment method, the firm explained, and remits payments for the client. In a statement, Divvy co-founder and CEO Blake Murray said that Bill Pay was designed as a modern approach to an outdated process, giving leaders real-time control and visibility of credit card and non-credit card sending, all in one place and tied to one budget. Bill Pay is evidence of our ongoing commitment to be the financial nervous system of every business, said Divvy Vice President of Product Tyler Hogg in another statement. Bill Pay, paired with the rest of the Divvy platform, offers financial leaders a single source for all their spend and expense management needs. Divvy's announcement also included data on the company's growth, with the firm now counting more than 3,500 businesses as clients. In May, the company raised $200 million in Series C funding led by NEA, while Pelion Venture Partners and Insight Venture Partners also participating. At the time, Divvy said it would use the investment to focus on customer outreach. The company's expense management solution initially integrated with commercial card data to help businesses understand how much they are spending and how they are spending with company cards. Moss bids to help payments firms access legal services. The Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, and the Singapore Academy of Law, SAL, have launched a new Payments Regulatory Evaluation Program, PREP, to help connect the payments industry with legal service providers. Instead of relying on informal referrals, PREP provides payment firms with a streamlined process to gain access to lawyers specializing in payment services regulations to meet their compliance needs. For a start, 7 local and international law firms in Singapore will participate in a 2-month pilot run of PrEP, refer to Annex for list. Under PrEP, payment firms can easily access a list of such specialized legal service providers. They can also be assured that the regulatory assessment conducted by the legal service provider will be sufficiently comprehensive in scope. Based on a payment firm's response to a standard questionnaire about its business in Singapore, it can expect to receive a customized assessment report on regulations applicable to its payments business. Interested payment firms can participate in PrEP by contacting a participating law firm of their choice. Information on PrEP is available on the SAL's website. Following the pilot, MAS and SAL will take in feedback and make adjustments to the program as necessary. PrEP will then be formally launched at the Singapore FinTech Festival in November 2019 and will be open to all law firms in Singapore to join. Payment firms in Singapore can look forward to selecting from an expanded list of law firms providing specialized legal services through PrEP after the official launch. Mr. Sapnendu Mohanty, Chief FinTech Officer, MAS, said, "Singapore's vibrant FinTech ecosystem and strong regulatory environment have attracted substantial interest from foreign and local firms to establish their payment services business in Singapore. With the upcoming commencement of the Payment Services Act, it is important that the payment services industry is well supported in all aspects. MAS has developed PrEP to ensure that payment firms that want to engage legal services to support them in their business can do so easily and quickly." Mr. Paul Neo, Chief Operating Officer, SAL, said, "The evolution of payment services regulations is an important aspect of Singapore's development as a fintech hub. As a promotion and development agency for Singapore's legal sector, we want to give our legal professionals the opportunity to showcase their expertise in the fintech space. Through PrEP, they can help payment services providers evaluate their compliance with the requirements of the new act. In time to come, we hope that our lawyers will also develop legal tech solutions in the regulatory and compliance tech fields to complement their legal advisory services to the payments industry." Synzy and PrimeChain collaborate on AI banking services. India's leading regtech startup Synzy today said it has partnered with globally leading blockchain startup, PrimeChain Technologies, to co-develop AI-led smart banking solutions for banks and financial institutions. The first pre-integrated solution is expected to be launched by December 2019 and will fast-track the digital transformation of banks and financial institutions in India and around the world. The smart banking solution from Synzy and PrimeChain will integrate AI and blockchain technologies to automate and fully digitize back-office operations, widely considered to be the most complicated process for banks to manage and digitize. It will allow banks to achieve unprecedented efficiencies in operations and simultaneously deliver a superior customer experience across a range of products, loans, insurance and retail banking services. This partnership combines our respective leadership in artificial intelligence and blockchain-based digitalization technologies targeted at the BFSI industry. Together, we aim to develop and launch integrated solutions that can radically transform the way banks and NBFCs operate and serve their customers, said Ankit Ratan, co-founder and CEO of Synzy. Shinam Arora, founder and CEO of PrimeChain Technologies, said, "Banks and NBFCs today have at least 1,000 discrete back-office processes, which explains why digitization and automation of the back-office hasn't yet picked up. PrimeChain and Synzy's smart banking solution is being developed precisely to solve this problem through a plug-and-play product. We are very excited with the capabilities of this solution and believe it will significantly speed up the digital journeys of banks." Mumbai-based Synzy is a leading provider of AI-based digitalization and automation solutions to the BFSI industry and counts globally leading banks and NBFCs, non-banking financial companies, as its clients, including MasterCard, Assisi Bank, State Bank of India and Mahindra Finance. Pune-headquartered PrimeChain is a global blockchain startup and operates the BankChain community of banks for implementing blockchain solutions, with 37 members, including leading banks in India and abroad. Small Biz FinTech leads end of summer B2B VC. In the waning days of summer, venture capitalists appear to be in a lull. Only $51.2 million was placed with B2B FinTechs this week. Startups in India saw the majority of that activity, while France and the US landed on the board, too, as alternative lending, small business banking, back-office financial management and accounts receivable technology enticed backers. But it was a Singapore startup building out a holistic suite of small business financial services that landed the largest round this week, by far. Yellow. Challenger Bank Yellow, operating in India, raised an undisclosed sum from Matrix Partners India, Omidyar Network, Flourish VC and Better Capital, Inc. 42 reports said this week. Yellow, positioned as a neobank in the country, offers consumers a banking solution, but with the latest funding the company said it will look to introduce banking and other financial services for startups and small businesses. Yellow also plans to expand its team and invest in product development and sales, reports said. Upflow. Francis Upflow announced a $2.7 million fundraise this week, according to TechCrunch, with Kima Ventures, eFounders and a range of angel investors all participating. The company aims to reduce days sales outstanding (DSO) by using technology to track unpaid invoices, using technology that sits between a company's bank account and its customers to identify when invoices have been paid. This information is aggregated over time, allowing business users to obtain trend analysis data on customer payment habits. Cash flow. Also operating in India, supply chain financing fintech Cashflow revealed $3.3 million in Series A funding from Safe Partners, reports in VC Circle said this week. The company collaborates with buyers, suppliers and financiers to offer supply chain financing with a dynamic pricing model, allowing B2B vendors to participate in an invoice discounting program and receive invoice payments earlier. Buyers, meanwhile, optimize working capital by extending days payable outstanding, with a financier stepping in to pay the invoice. Cashflow said it aims to create India's largest invoice discounting online marketplace and will use the funding to expand its product offering and grow its team. Viapar. Yet another India B2B fintech landed on the board this week with its $5 million Series A investment, reports in Business Standard said. Investors include the nation's largest B2B e-commerce platform IndiaMart, while India Quotient and Axelor also participated. Viapar, owned by Simply Viapar Apps, provides invoice, accounting and inventory management solutions for small and medium-sized businesses, focusing on tax compliance and financial management for end users. The company's mobile and desktop app is now used by 88 million registered users, the company said, adding that IndiaMart's support will enable Viapar to fuel growth. Capcito. Sweden's Capcito announced this week a $7.7 million funding found for its small business working capital offering. The firm automates financing assessments for SMBs, providing a faster offering to borrowers based on real-time invoice or accounting data. Investors at Schibsted Growth and VC Ventech participated in the funding, a press release said, with Capcito planning to use the investment to expand globally and further strengthen its technology. Aspire Financial Technologies. The largest investment round of the week went to Aspire, a Singapore-based fintech is currently in the process of building banking infrastructure to leverage third-party financial service providers' offerings and investors have just placed $32.5 million in the firm to support that endeavor. The company aims to offer holistic banking and financial services solutions for small and medium-sized businesses around the region, with Aspire already operating in Thailand, Indonesia, Vietnam and Singapore, reports in Deal Street Asia said. Investors at Mass Mutual Ventures Southeast Asia led the round, while existing backers Y Combinator, Beacon Venture Capital, Hummingbird and Picus Capital also participated. Aspire's current offering includes the Aspire Account, a small business platform offering expense management and a credit limit. The startup said it will use the funding to collaborate with Kasikorn Bank and introduce new financial products, including accounts payable, remittance and working capital lending solutions. New Zealand sees rise in late payments from larger firms. The United Kingdom may grab the headlines when it comes to late payments, but the trend is on the rise in other countries too, including New Zealand. As reported by the New Zealand Herald, a study by Illion found that more big businesses have been paying their bills late. The data show that for companies with more than 500 employees, the average number of days past the due date that these firms paid bills rose to 9.2 days, as measured in the June quarter. That's up from 8.2 days in the March quarter. The year-on-year tally rose from 8.9 days to the current 9.2 days. The firm noted that across all companies, 23% of firms paid their bills late. The payments were defined as being late if companies took longer than 30 days to pay. As quoted by the publication, Stephen Kokoulas, economic advisor to Ilion, said the increased incidence of late payments by big firms show that the economy may be bumpy ahead. It may be just a little bit of an amber light, he said, adding that one of the things that compounds an economic slowdown is cash flow and the flow-on effect. In other commentary from the site, Ilion chief executive Simon Bly said small businesses are impacted by the results. Compared with Australia, where businesses took more than 10 days to pay overdue invoices, these are much better results, but it's still not right that the majority of Kiwi firms and their cash flows are dependent on when other businesses get around to paying them, he said. Businesses with between 6 and 19 employees who had the shortest late payment delay of 5.3 days down 20.5% on last year, as measured by Ilion. Companies in the forestry industry were slowest to pay their bills, averaging 8 days overdue. Back to the UK. Separately, in other high-level data showing the impact of late payments in the UK, Hitachi Capital UK has estimated that late payments cost smaller firms an estimated £51.5 billion, $63.5 billion annually. The results come from a survey of 1,000 small to mid-sized business owners. The responses from those owners show that a third of SMBs have grappled with late payments totaling £10,000 through the past 12 months. As reported on Verdict, more than a quarter of the firms have felt the impact to their bottom line tied to late payments, and 21% have turned away business because the would-be customer was known to be a late payer. In a statement, Robert Gordon, CEO of Hitachi Capital UK, said, "An imbalance of power between clients and suppliers, often driven by larger players abusing their position, has led to a widespread late payment culture that is damaging UK SMEs. As our research has shown, if we let this go unchecked, huge numbers of businesses will continue to experience cash flow pressures at a time of wider economic uncertainty. This has ramifications not only for SMEs, but for entire supply chains, and a fair, competitive and supportive business environment is critical for the country's wider economic success." The comments come against a backdrop where the government has mandated that private companies doing business with government agents will be subject to new penalties over late payments beginning this month. In terms of individual company news, in Singapore, Ho Leong, a heavy equipment supplier, said that it had received a demand from a law firm seeking repayment of 5.7 million Singapore dollars on behalf of UOB. As reported by Finews.Asia, the payment is tied to a loan borrowed by a Ho Leong subsidiary, Arcstar Voyager. The demand has made Ho Leong unable to assess its financial position, so it has asked to suspend trading in its stock, though the firm maintains that it has the funds to settle outstanding payments. Goeasy invests in PayBright. Goeasy Limited. TSX, GSY, a leading provider of financial services for non-prime Canadians, announced today that it has entered into a strategic partnership and agreed to make a minority equity investment in PayBright, a Canadian fintech platform focused on instant point-of-sale consumer financing and installment payment plans. Through this new strategic partnership, Goeasy's consumer lending division, Easy Financial, will become the primary provider of non-prime financing within PayBright's point-of-sale payments platform. Each year in Canada, there is estimated to be more than $30 billion of credit extended to consumers through financing and buy now, pay later programs offered at the point of sale. PayBright has partnered with over 4,700 domestic and international merchants, allowing them to offer installment payment plans to their Canadian consumers in a quick and easy digital experience, through both e-commerce and in-store. By partnering with PayBright, retailers provide their customers with additional spending power and experience increased sales through higher checkout conversion, increased average order value, and greater customer loyalty. By integrating Goeasy's non-prime installment loan product into the PayBright platform, the companies together now offer Canada's leading instant point-of-sale payment solution that serves the entire credit spectrum of Canadian consumers in a single, seamless user experience. Each consumer purchase is paid for with a straightforward, easy-to-understand installment payment plan. Unlike other point-of-sale financing providers, PayBright and Goeasy do not require consumers to sign up for a credit card and do not charge hidden fees, revolving interest, or retroactive interest for late payments. The Easy Financial non-prime offer will be rolled out on the PayBright platform beginning in November of this year. In connection with the strategic partnership, Goeasy will acquire a minority equity interest in PayBright for an aggregate price of $34.3 million. The investment is expected to be completed by September 30, 2019. In connection with its investment, Goeasy will receive customary shareholder rights as a significant strategic minority investor, including a seat on the company's advisory board. Expanding our point-of-sale financing business, as part of the plan to develop our channels of distribution and make credit more accessible to non-prime customers, has been a key pillar of our strategy, said Jason Mullins, Goeasy's President and Chief Executive Officer. We are excited about our strategic partnership and investment in PayBright, which will enhance their instant point-of-sale payment platform through the introduction of financing to more non-prime consumers. After a thorough review of the market, PayBright was an obvious partner. They have built an industry-leading platform, including the first integrated payment solution for e-commerce sales in Canada, and have been providing financing to customers of major brands such as Wayfair, Samsung, Casper, Endy, Peloton, Lenovo, Steve Madden, eBay and more. Our strategic partnership and investment in PayBright will help accelerate their growth and allow us to play an active role in the rapidly growing point-of-sale installment payments market, while leveraging their capabilities in this important distribution channel. Our partnership and technology integration with Goeasy will maximize the number of Canadian consumers eligible for our payment plans and help our merchants drive sales through exceptional approval rates and increased conversion at checkout, said Wayne Pommen, PayBright's President and Chief Executive Officer. Goeasy has proven to be a leader in the non-prime lending market and is an ideal partner for our platform. We also share a common view that Canadians don't need more credit cards, and that simple, transparent installment plans are the best way for consumers to buy now and pay later for the things they want and need. Pommen continued, using the shortest and easiest digital application available in Canada, consumers shopping online or in-store receive an instant credit decision. In a single, seamless experience, prime consumers will benefit from a payment plan offered by PayBright, while customers not approved by PayBright will instantly be evaluated for an installment product from Goeasy's lending division, Easy Financial. We also welcome Goeasy as a strategic investor in our business and look forward to working with them as a long-term partner. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.